Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Anna's Journey here on Blog Talk Radio. I am your show's host, Anna Renault, and you can find more information about me on my website, www.annarenault.com, and that's A-N-N-A-R-E-N-A-U-L-T. And I'm always excited to be on the air with great information and hopefully with a guest or two from time to time that we can make a difference in raising awareness of lots of different kinds of things. Certainly cancer, the environment, promoting local authors, small businesses, and a number of other topics that Anna's Journey has covered over the past 5 years. It amazed me last night as I was preparing for today's show to realize that in August of 2011, I started this venture of becoming a radio show host. And never in my wildest dreams did I think I would cover the number of topics that I've covered over the past 5 years, and certainly cross paths with so many interesting people and hopefully made a difference here, there, and everywhere throughout the 5 years of creating information available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on Blog Talk Radio. Today's show is hosted, is sponsored by Ginny Robertson LLC, and that's www.ginnyrobertson, ginnyrobertson.com. And Ginny is a local entrepreneur here in the Baltimore, Maryland area. She has on-purpose networking for women. She conducts 8 or 9 different networking face-to-face meetings called Connections Over Coffee in different parts of the state. She's also branching out with some folks in different states to create similar networking opportunities for women. Ginny is also a seminar work and workshop leader, fantastic speaker, and she's also the publisher and editor of On Purpose Woman magazine. The magazine is both in print here in the state of Maryland, but it's also available online. Ginny also has an online networking opportunity on Facebook for women to connect around the world. Ginny certainly strives to connect women around the world to their gifts, their self, and their ideas. Thanks a lot, Ginny, for being a constant support and host for Anna's Journey here on Blog Talk Radio. Today's show is going to feature information about a nonprofit organization called 1540 Connection. You can find information about them at www.15-40.org. This is a nonprofit organization that began, many years ago. It started as a business relationship between a successful business leader and a generous philanthropist. When Jim and Mark met, they quickly became close friends, and when Mark watched his son battle leukemia, Jim felt his pain. The two got together. They certainly were aware that people who were age 15 to 40 were an age group that really gets overlooked quite often, misdiagnosed quite often, late diagnosed more often, because it is unusual. It doesn't fit the normal pattern of what most people think about in terms of cancer. For many years, it was an old age disease. However, we certainly know that children get different types of cancer. But certainly getting cancer, such as breast cancer, at the age of 25 is highly unusual, and certainly something that no one would expect. In my own personal history, I had uterine cancer at 27. Again, highly unusual, something that does not normally happen. certainly not something that doctors easily recognize, easily accept, and certainly difficult for the person who has the cancer, and certainly difficult for those in and around the lives of the person with cancer. Breast cancer, in the case of Carrie Parkett, was something that the doctor and Carrie both said, this can't be happening. She's only 25. She got a bruise and a lump playing soccer and thought no more of it. Months later, the lump was still there. And it was even months after that before it was diagnosed properly and taken seriously and eventually surgically removed. Identified as cancer, she went through the surgery, the chemo, the radiation, eventually a total mastectomy and reconstruction. It's an awesome story for a beautiful, healthy, active athlete to go through at the age of 25. It's like, this can't be happening. This can't be true. And yet, unfortunately, all too often, it is true. But thanks to Mark and Jim crossing paths years ago, and I guess that was back in the 1990s, 1540 connection became a reality. And actually, as I'm reading this history, it's saying the 10th anniversary of Mark's death at age 15 from cancer came about in 2005, that 10th anniversary in 2005. Jim decided that he wanted a more permanent reminder of Mark. He met with leaders at a large academic cancer center and decided to establish this fellowship in Mark's name, and certainly to develop leaders in the area of cancer care and research for people who are getting these cancers at a young age. And it's been an awesome journey over the past decade to see thousands of people come forward with these amazing stories. How many of them, including myself, have been told by doctors, you're too young to have it. You're too young for this cancer. You're too young for that cancer. And unfortunately, it happens every day. And that is a shame. It should never happen. It should not be the norm for people aged 15 to 40 to say, you're too young to have cancer. You're too young to have this cancer. You're too young to have that cancer. Certainly, if you go to the 1540 website, there is a tab there that says, Learn from Me. And it's a place where people are sharing their stories. And it amazes me when I look at some of these people who have had some very strange situations. There's a young lady there who, at the age of 15, had ovarian cancer. Another 18-year-old young lady that had lymphoma. A young man who had lymphoma at 22. Certainly some breast cancer patients, age 25, age 29. Thyroid cancer at 17. Skin cancer at 26. Testicular cancer at 30. With the Olympics just ending, I remember meeting one of the young swimmers who had testicular cancer at 22. Again, a very healthy person who has had to endure surgery, chemo, radiation. And I have to admit that that Olympian goes around the country showing off his medals, telling his story of cancer at 22 in the midst of going to the Olympics and swimming and winning a gold medal and coming home and having surgery. It was certainly a life-changing experience for him. But he goes around the country telling young men the importance of self-examination. Some of these young ladies that are connected with 1540 are doing similar things of really encouraging self-breast examinations. Early detection is so important. Early detection can certainly make a difference in the outcome. I love the fact that 1540 has a three-step process, and those three steps can apply to anyone and everyone. Number one is remember what great feels like. What is the normal feeling, good, healthy feeling of your body? You know your body better than anybody else. What is normal for you? What is your normal energy level? What are your regular sleep habits? What's your normal weight? Have you checked your skin recently? What about your bathroom habits? Do you go regularly? What is normal for you? When you know and when you remember what normal feels like, you can then move to the next step, and that is the two-week rule. Something changes, and you kind of have this feeling that something is wrong. Something has changed. Something needs to be checked out. You know whether you're not sleeping well. You know that if you're more tired than normal and for no explainable reason, that something has changed. Certainly if you've had a large weight gain or weight loss. Certainly if you find spots on your skin. Certainly if all of a sudden you're going to the bathroom more or less with difficulty, perhaps with blood showing in your urine or your stools, you will know that something has gone wrong in your body and you need to go to the doctors and have it checked out. Maybe it's something simple. Maybe it's the first sign of cancer. And that's step three. Share these changes with your doctor. If he says it's nothing to worry about, he may be right, but he also may be wrong. You know your body better than anyone else. You know what your normal feels like. You know that you need to convince the doctor that something is wrong. Maybe you need some type of special testing. Maybe you need an ultrasound. Maybe you need an MRI. Maybe you need a CT scan. You need to check out your body because you know something has changed. You have symptoms. And if those symptoms don't go away in a week or two, you know that something is wrong. You know that you need to go to a doctor or two, sometimes three, and get things checked out. Now, in my case, as I mentioned before, I was 27. I knew that something had changed with my menstrual periods. I had always had problems, but this was something different. This was new, this was worse, this was a problem. And I went to the doctor. We actually did the test. It actually came back positive for cancer. And the doctor didn't believe it. He said the test had to be wrong. We redid the test. We did a biopsy. It came back positive. He didn't believe it. We redid it again. finally I said, this guy is not taking care of me, my problem, my needs. And I went to my family doctor, who I loved, who knew me fairly well, who trusted what I said. And he agreed that there were certainly some serious issues, especially with positive test results, that needed to be checked out, that needed further special training, surgeons, people that knew what to do. And he picked up the phone and made an appointment with me with the right specialist. I saw the specialist 8 a.m. the following morning. Now, I have to admit, this had already been a 3 or 4 month process. Did the test, wait a few weeks, redo the test, wait a few weeks, all that kind of stuff. It was a very tough summer. I saw the specialist 8 a.m. that next morning. I was in surgery 2 weeks later and removed the cancer. It saved my life. But I had to be diligent. I had to keep going back. I had to keep going and saying, there is something wrong. There is something that needs to be taken care of. I had to be pushy. I had to say, look, this guy is telling me that I'm too young. I can't believe that. I've seen it on television. I've seen it in magazines. Children get cancer. All kinds of people get cancer, and it's all kinds of cancers. Yes, it might be unusual that I have this particular cancer at this particular time, but obviously I do have it, and it needs to be checked out. It needs to be removed if possible. It needs to be treated as possible. And we need to sometimes be our own self-advocates. So listen to 1540. They have an awesome website. You can go to newcancerconversation.org, newcancerconversation.org, or you can go to www.15-40.org. It asks you, will you recognize a symptom? What is the most common symptoms of cancer? And believe it or not, one of the most often first symptom might be just fatigue. We all get tired, but are you more tired than usual? Is there some other subtle or persistent change in your normal health, as I mentioned before, going to the bathroom, your weight, your sleeping habits? What is changed that you need to say to the doctor, something is different? Something has changed and I don't like it, it doesn't feel right. All those kinds of things. You need to be checked out. You need to actually remember, what does normal feel like? But check out this website, because it'll talk to you and give you links and information. Things about your skin. Things about your stomach and your bowels. Unusual and recurring pain. I love this next one. Lumps, bumps, and bulges. Certainly things that you know weren't there before, they're there now, and they need to be checked out. That overwhelming fatigue. Do you have chronic fatigue syndrome? Do you have something like fibromyalgia? Or do you have cancer? Another symptom for some cancers is difficulty swallowing, unexplained weight gain or weight loss, flu-like symptoms that just don't go away. I unfortunately lost a dear friend because she was initially diagnosed with an upper respiratory infection, and then she was eventually diagnosed with the flu. And within, I guess it was 7 months, from January, February till July of 07, and she died of cancer. It was not properly, timely diagnosed. Something as simple as headaches can be a symptom, especially if the headaches are not normal for you, they're not usual, they are getting worse. These are warning signs that you might need to have checked out. Some numbing sensations. Your fingers and toes are getting numb. All kinds of things that you want to think about. If they are not normal for you, go to the doctor. Tell him that things have changed. This is not my normal. This is what's happening now. This is what I think needs to be checked out. Certainly, if you go to 1540.org, you'll find there's a page there that says, Learn from Me. And there are stories from different people who have gone through all different types of cancer, as I mentioned just a few minutes ago. Ovarian cancer, uterine cancer, breast cancer, lymphoma, skin cancer, thyroid cancer, colon cancer, all at young ages, testicular cancer, all kinds of different cancers at young ages between the ages of 15 and 40 are highlighted on this website. It's amazing when you read these different stories, how they diagnosed it, what the treatments were that they had to go through, and even in some cases, how it impacted their life. Certainly, if you're 15, 16, 17 years old and you're still in high school, cancer is going to turn your life upside down no matter what age. But certainly if you're a teenager, it really has an upside down impact on who you are and what you're doing. It makes a world of difference. So think about it. Check the website 1540.org. Read the stories. Learn from the stories. Share those stories with others, especially if you know anyone else who has had some type of cancer, especially at a young age. It needs to be recognized. It needs to be talked about. We have got to stop overlooking the fact that people get cancer at young ages. I know I just interviewed a mother who lost her daughter to skin cancer. We tend to think skin cancer is not all that serious. Unfortunately, it is very serious. This young lady lost her life at the age of 17 from melanoma skin cancer. It wasn't caused by sun. It wasn't caused by tanning beds. It was caused by a hormonal change in this young lady. She started having problems at 14 and 15. Certain things were misdiagnosed and mistreated. And by the age of 17, she died. Another beautiful young woman, athletic normally, and she had a spot on her ankle. And the doctor did not recognize it as cancer, did not test and did not find out it was melanoma until it was too late. I did that interview on August the 8th. The link is on my website, blogtalkradio.com/Anna, A-N-N-A, hyphen, Renault, R-E-N-A-U-L-T. Melanoma, another surprise side of this fastest growing type of skin cancer. And again, this is happening to young teens when they're having hormonal changes, and this type of skin cancer is developing and not being recognized. It is a huge problem to be losing these young people because the doctor says, you're too young. They're not too young. We're all old enough to have our bodies. we're all old enough to have problems with our bodies, and we are certainly all old enough to have cancer. Babies get cancer, toddlers, young children, teenagers, young adults, older adults, senior citizens. Cancer is a fully equal opportunity disease, and we need more awareness, more prevention. If we know the cause, that we can prevent certain cancers. But early detection is our next best tool. Thanks for listening to Anna's Journey here on Blog Talk Radio. I'm sorry Carrie wasn't able to get in and call in with her story this morning, but certainly know that 1540.org is an awesome nonprofit that is trying seriously to make a difference, to raise awareness, and to certainly change the death rate of people with cancer within that age group. If for no other reason, then doctors are saying you're too young to have it or not recognizing it because of their age. We certainly need to change that. We certainly need to educate the doctors. Thanks a lot for listening to Anna's Journey. Thanks to JennyRobertson.com for being my airtime sponsor. I also want to give a big shout out to Lucky Dog Wellness. Jane Rainier is a canine wellness specialist, and she does awesome things with our four-legged friends. L-U-C-K-I-E, D-O-G-W-E-L-L-N-E-S-S, LuckyDogWellness.com. Thanks, Jane, for taking care of our four-legged friends and making a difference in their lives, because, again, when we recognize that something is not normal, it needs to be checked out. It could save the life of your dog. Thanks a lot, listeners, for being with us this morning here on Anna's Journey. I will be back on the air again next week talking about 1540 Connection. And if we can get in touch with Carrie, we can maybe reschedule her as being a guest here on Anna's Journey. Thanks a lot for listening. Thanks a lot for sharing the links to the show with family, friends, and neighbors, and anyone that you feel will appreciate and enjoy and need to hear the information that we provide on these shows. Take care and have a great day.